Hux the Mayor, happy Sukkot. This is Ellie Goldsmith's Relationship Flow. We are in the middle of a beautiful festival in the Holy Land. In fact, we're still at the beginning part. I've only just had the first day of Yom Tov, and now the second night is a Motzi Shabbat after the Sabbath. And we're sitting right now in our Sukkah, not with my soulmate. She's busy, Baruch Hashem, doing her beautiful duties, talking to my son who's in the army. It was on the border of Lebanon, now is on the border of the Jordan and in the base there. And yeah, hopefully it's all good over there. And praying for everyone's safety and good times ahead, please God. We really had a beautiful Tishrei so far with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur with the 10 days of Tshuva in the middle. And now we are already in the festival of Sukkot. I can't believe it's already a new year, Tashim Pei Dalet, a time of Pirtzeres Dorochim, opening up new ways. We definitely are praying for that and for good times ahead. It's definitely been a challenging time, I would say, in a specific way that I have never experienced a certain, you know, stage of my life where I'm now early 40s, and you know, we've discussed many episodes on the Relationship Flow podcast in the past, and I apologize, there's been a delay since the last episode. We did an intimacy class for the Bnei Akiva guys, and we'll be back doing that in another week or two, and there'll be more of them, I think, a few every month, so stay tuned for the intimacy flow. But right now, like, it's just, you know, I've never been at this point in my life with kids, as I said, one in the armies on the border, and then an older girl who's going to be on her, be 21 soon, and it's just a big transition point. And having my last child bat mitzvahed in another 2 weeks, and I'm just talking out as the father, as the husband side of the story. You know, obviously it's always important in our relationship flow to hear both sides of the story, and that's why we always try and include my soulmate at some point. Teeny Pops 613 or Masha Goldschmidt, however you want to connect to her online. The main thing is that we are right now sitting in the sukkah and just using this spare moment where there's no children around. My wife's busy on the phone, so it's an opportunity just to reconnect and get a flow out there, to understand that, you know, there's a lot of light available, a lot of opportunity spiritually during this time, especially Simcha is a big part, having happiness as part of the focus and relationship, being able to generate a giving flow, very much needed in 2023, Tavshin Pei Dalet. This is a time of history where I do believe the power of marriage will become more and more apparent to the world, how much is needed to be able to bring up healthy families. And not only that, for the soulmate flow, to understand on the relationship level that by being all in, certain, clear, as we spoke about in our Unity Flow classes recently, for sure at David in Efrat, we mentioned how Simcha, joy, comes together with certainty, having clarity that this is your soulmate and this is what you have to face. You know, this is your pekalach, your package of how you're going to become the best you. And Eza Kenegdo, she's someone who's going to help you, or the other way around, you're going to help her. And it's an opportunity for both sides to really become one in a true sense by understanding that all-in focus, that certain mindset of clarity brings joy, and joy brings ability, motivation, energy, empowerment, all the important traits that give relationships life. One of the things we're doing right now, and we're going to be doing beginning, starting tomorrow morning, is shaking the lulav and esrog. And the lulav is connected, it's connected to the concept of the spine. If you've ever seen a lulav, it really has the connection of spine. I mean, so lulav, you know, it's all about the love. The lulav is very in touch with the energy from the mind all the way down to the breath, to the connection point between husband and wife, between soulmates in a physical sense, but also spiritually. The idea that this is the chiyas, the chai, the 18 points of the spine that every human being walks around with, and the 19th being the, you know, the bris kodesh, the side dish, shmona esrei, being chai, of lighting up all parts of your being, especially during Chol HaMoed, where we have still the Shemoneh Esrei, we daven the full 18 prayer, we're standing and we're bowing to our Creator with appreciation for the fact that we have a soulmate. And even in the Shemoneh Esrei, if you look in the prayer, the last part, it says Elokai Nesor, so certain nusach, certain ways of praying at that part of the tefillah at the end after the Shemoneh Esrei, after you said Sim Shalom, which is where the Shem Shakai, we're bringing down all the divine energy into that part of the world of Bris Kodesh, of connection point between the Ki Kol B'Shamayim Ba'aretz, the heaven and earth where they meet, this place of Mashbir Makabul, of receiving and giving over, the idea of giving over to receiving, and this is where it takes place. And then you're saying, not so, you the one, you should be careful how you speak, but also you should be saved from any negative kind of relationship. That's the first tefillah that you say before, the first prayer before you go away from standing in front of your Creator in the highest point of prayer service in the morning, afternoon and night. You're saying that the relationship should be protected, you should be protected in a good way. Not just that it should be shalom, but there should be an actual protection from negative encounters, from anger, from jealousy, from all the different negative traits that should not come into your relationship flow. And that's something which we have to be mindful of on a daily level and three times a day. That we're praying that we should have positive relationship experiences and encounters, and Hashem should bless us with that. This is right now, I'm sitting in the sukkah, I've just been taking an alcohol. It was a beautiful Yom Tov, but for some reason the head was pounding, and there was a lot of high moments with the prayer service and being with beautiful people in Shir David and Efrat. And they were hosted beautifully, and there was a lot of fun things going on in the community here. But at the same time, the relationship flow can be a challenge, and you have to pray constantly for the relationship the way that you want it to be positive and happy and connected and certain and clear that this is where you're at, this is who you're with, and it's worth the time, it's worth the investment. And with that, you have the ability then, to bring that into everything else. And it affects all the other relationships, the relationship with your children, relationships with your friends, because you're in a more empowered state, because you have a clear relationship goal and that you can overcome some of the difficulties that are in front of you. So I'm really just going to keep it short and pray everyone should get that clarity, should find their soulmate, and when they're with the soulmate, keep being mindful and prayerful to maintain a positive relationship energy, a joyful energy, a clear energy that has certainty and gives you ability to really live the best relationship flow that you can have. And that will be the key to bringing the joy of this special time of year, Zman Sim Chaseinu, the time where the joy is increased, and you bring that into the rest of the year so you can have all the blessings that help maintain a relationship, blessings of finances and peace of mind and good attributes and healthy, happy wife and husband and children and family around, and just all the good things that people are praying for this time of year should be makayim, should be established. And I really look forward to sharing more relationships flow as this year as this beautiful new year goes on, and the many years together we've had already. We should keep going over the previous flows just to get the concepts clearer and clearer, that you are soul and you're looking for that other soul to become more one in this world, to manifest the truth of United Souls. Just remind everyone, we put in the link always in the latest extract of United Souls. We're already by 35, I believe, and there's some pretty deep concepts there about this time and what we can do and happiness. And so I really wish everyone just take a look on that and share it. Always appreciate hearing from your relationship flow, as well as all the other Unity bookings and Unity marketing that we're doing now. The new year's beginning, and there's new opportunities for us to connect in more successful ways to manifest what we're doing in a global sense, so that we can bring this whole world to a place of United Souls where everyone's true soul level is revealed and everyone knows who their soulmate is, has that clarity, and the negative forces are put to rest, so that we can all really enjoy the fact that we have an ultimate relationship with our Creator in this world, and there's purpose and meaning to everything we do. And with that, we'll have the ultimate joy of a dwelling of godliness fully manifesting in this world, in our homes, in our hearts, in our relationship flow. And I can't wait to see that all come together. Amen. Thank you. Hag Sameach. Happy days.